Lesson number 14, Witnessing by the Spirit. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father in heaven. Witnessing is the giving forth verbal, non-verbal language to what Christ has done, is doing by His Spirit in our lives. Part number one, Jesus was guided by the Spirit. As we think about the life of Christ, the Spirit was everywhere. That holy thing that was born of the Virgin Mary was born of the Holy Ghost. The child grew day by day through the power of the Spirit. Christ was endorsed as the Son of God by the word of the Father and by the coming of the Spirit in anointing dove-like form. Christ was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And as he stood up in the synagogue to read and then sat down in the synagogue to preach, Jesus says, "The Spirit of God is upon me. Of my own self, I can do nothing." Only as he allowed the Spirit of God to work through him was Christ able to do what he did. A part of the kenosis, the self-emptying, the incarnation, was the refusal by Christ to accept the privileges and the powers of many attributes of deity. As I've already mentioned, he gave up omnipresence. He couldn't be every place at one time. Therefore, he sent the Spirit. He couldn't know everything. He doesn't even know when he's going to come. Only the Father knows. And so the Holy Spirit will come, bring to us all knowledge. He gave up all power. He's no longer omnipotent. And so he works through the Holy Spirit in every part of the world to do for him what he wants done, to do for his people what the Savior directs. And so the Holy Spirit, as he worked through Christ, is ready to work through us. Jesus placed himself where? Jesus used the words which. Jesus did the tasks that the Holy Spirit directed him. And so as the Holy Spirit worked for Jesus in all these areas, he will work for us. Part number two. Just as Christ was led, the early Christians were led. Christ promised that the Father would give all power, the dynamic of life, through the indwelling Spirit. Jesus promised the gift of the Spirit as the power to witness for him. And the first manifestation of that after the 10 days was as tongues, luminous, warming tongues, to tell them, now use that tongue with the light and the warmth that comes from heaven. When Peter and the others were brought before the Sanhedrin, they remembered what Christ had said. Don't worry about what you're going to say beforehand. It will be given you in that hour what you shall speak. It's not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which is speaking through you. And so we see, even in persecution and difficulty, the early apostles and disciples and believers could be witnesses to their enemies who were bent on their destruction. And they had to take knowledge that they had been with Jesus and acknowledge that there was a power that they could not gainsay. Jesus' prayer was that the unity of the followers would be a witness. So not only by their words, but by their relationship to each other, they witnessed the indwelling Christ. Part number three, witnessing now by the Spirit. The Spirit beareth witness by our spirit. Not only by our words, not only by our writings, not only by our acts, but by our spirit. And I think this is very important when we think about it in the family. The Spirit bears witness by the spirit we show. Relationship to washing up, doing the household chores, carrying out the daily requirements in the home, responding to the close, perhaps frictions that sometimes come about, the Spirit is ready to bear witness by our Spirit. If we are willing, all would be filled by the Spirit. Whenever minor matters occupy the attention, the divine power which is necessary for the growth and prosperity of the church, and which will bring all other blessings in its train, is lacking, though offered in infinite plentitude. God's ready to offer. The reservoir is full. We've got to tap into it. Part number four, witnessing when we receive the latter rain. Revelation 18 describes the special angel that joins with the three angels in proclaiming the fall of Babylon. While the work of salvation is closing, three angels' messages have been proclaimed. Trouble will be coming on the earth. Nations will be angry, yet held in check so as not to prevent the work of the third angel. At that time, the latter rain or refreshing from the presence of God will come to give power to the loud voice of the third angel and prepare the saints to stand in the period when the seven last plagues shall be poured out. This latter rain will be much more abundant than at Pentecost. This latter rain will provide power for fearless proclamation by thousands of voices all over the earth. The warning will be given. The message will be carried not so much by argument as by the deep conviction of the Spirit of God. The arguments have been presented, but they are not enough. The deep conviction of the Holy Spirit is necessary to take those arguments and embed them in the minds of the listeners. Miracles will be performed. Sick will be healed. Signs and wonders will follow. I talked to somebody last week who had been hit by an automobile and was confined to a wheelchair for the rest of his life, paralyzed from his waist down. He says, "I know God loves me, but why doesn't he work a miracle?" And then I thought of Dr. Barnard and his mission one time to Borneo, and his encounter there with two resurrections. A little baby being brought to our clinic and had died. And the mother was carrying the dead child back to her village. She couldn't read, she couldn't write. The Bible was a mystery to her, but she had heard something about Christianity. In her weeping, she met a pastor, and the pastor comforted her and said, "You know, I have a God that might be willing to resurrect this child if you would believe in him. Do you believe?" And she said, "Yes." And there by the jungle trail, they knelt, and a miracle of resurrection took place. As Dr. Barnard told the story in camp meeting one time, I talked to him and wrote to the Australian missionary who validated these resurrections. He says, "I talked to this missionary and said, 'Why do we get them miracles here, not at home?' He says, 'At home, we can read the prophecies in the Bible and validate everyone by what is taking place around us. These folk in the jungles can't. They don't know anything about Hitler. They don't know anything about they shall not cleave one to another. They haven't seen the signs of the times. God communicates with them directly. And I think we in the Western world are seeing the signs fulfilled on a different level. And we may expect in places where this kind of light cannot shine, that miracles will be wrought, the sick will be healed, signs and wonders will follow. God is working in many ways. Many will respond, and their lives will be transformed. Part number 5, rewards for Christ's faithful workers and need for those workers. As we think about the days in which we live, as we think about the gift of the Spirit ready to be handed out to us, let us pray for willingness to be His witnesses where we are, in our families, in our communities, in our churches, in our countries, that together God's people around the world may join their voices in the loud cry, and the latter rain will finish the work and Jesus will return.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.